A new movie opening next week follows a macho guy in a rough job.
The kitchen's the only place I've ever felt like I really belonged.
I loved every minute of it, the heat, the pressure, the violence.
Burnt stars Bradley Cooper as a chef who's lost everything and has to rebuild. NPR's Neda Ulaby says it's the latest example of how cooking movies have become a lot like boxing movies.
There was a time when cooking movies were slow, lush, and sensual.
Es un placer de los dioses.
Like Water for Chocolate, or Chocolat, or Eat, Drink, Man, Woman. But these days, cooking movies sound a lot more like this.
You are looking at that all the time,
yes,
yeah?
Chef.
You have eyes on it the whole time, so you hit the pass.
Yes, chef.
Yeah, look at me. Yeah?
Yes, chef.
You up for it?
Yes, chef.
All right, let's go!
Yes, chef.
That trailer for Burnt reminded Seth Wiley, who's a filmmaker in Los Angeles, more of Rocky than, say, Babette's Feast. He realized the two professions have much in common.
Chefs and boxers, they're going to go through the years of abuse and training, and they're tough and misunderstood, but they have this conviction.
Are you ready to do this? Is it on?
Like in a movie from last year that's very similar to Burnt called Chef.
I think Chef is a great example.
It's basically the same plot as a lot of boxing movies. It's about a guy, a scrappy outsider, who's fallen from the top of his game.
And he has to find himself again. He has to start at the basics, much like Rocky did in Rocky III.
In case you haven't refreshed yourself on the Rocky franchise since 1982, Rocky III is the one where Rocky has a crisis of confidence before fighting a boxer played by Mr. T.
I don't believe in myself no more, don't you understand? What if I don't believe? That's it! He's finished! It's over! That's it!
Which brings us to another major similarity between boxing and contemporary cooking movies. And it's not how punching a speed bag sounds like chopping onions. Although it's kind of related, it's the hardcore training sequences, as in Rocky.
Pick him up! Pick him up!
And in Ratatouille, when a young chef's primed for the big time.
Keep your hands and arms in, close to the body, like this, see? Always return to this position. Cook smooth, fast, sharp utensils, hard metal, keep your arms in. You will minimize cuts and burns and keep your sleeves clean. Mark of a chef.
All this, says Seth Wiley, marks a change in how chefs are culturally perceived. Not long ago, he says, pop culture portrayed them as fussy, foreign, and silly.
You'd call them Frenchie or Pierre or whatever, and they'd have an accent and slight of build. And now these chefs we see on Top Chef and out in the world have these huge tattooed arms.
And attitudes like boxers. Cooking entertainment has become dominated by Top Chef-style competition shows that put chefs, more or less, in the ring.
Throughout the entire season, Gregory and I have gone head-to-head quite a few times, and he beat me quite a few times. So this is redemption time for me, and, you know, I'm hungry to win.
But even in a world where someone like Bobby Flay delivers nearly as much punch as Manny Pacquiao, boxing fans can take heart. Three big boxing movies are scheduled to come out soon, including one about Rocky. It'll be the seventh. And the ethos is basically the same. If you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. Neda Ulaby, NPR News.